Do you ever hear the word swink or shrink?
Mm-hmm.
You'd say, I washed the shirt and it...
It shrank.
And every shirt I've washed recently has... done what?
Shrank.
And I hope this shirt doesn't...
shrank.
If a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to...
dress up.
Would you say that about a man?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say she likes to stand in front of the mirror and...
fix her face.
Okay. And something you could carry coins in would be a...
purse.
And something a woman would wear around her neck, a lot of things strung up together.
Beads.
Would you call that a string of beads or a pair of beads?
It's a string. Because you, two is a pair, but you're going to have a one pair around your neck.
Okay. What would a woman wear around her wrist?
Well, she wears a watch like this, and then she can wear a bracelet.
And something men used to wear to hold their pants up.
Spenders.
Any old-fashioned name for that?
That's all I know is spenders.
What would you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
And the last thing you put on a bed?
A spread.
What's something that women used to make?
Quilts.
And y'all are still making those over at the...
Mm-hmm.
They're still making those over at that... where you eat dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Are you helping with that?
Yeah, I'm helping with Betsy.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
pillow.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
Mm-hmm. On a boast.
How far across did it go?
All the way across the head of the bed.
Do you see those nowadays?
No, show them.
Say if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children to sleep on, down on the floor you could make a
pallet.
And say if you raised a lot of cotton, you'd say, this year we had a good...
had a good crop, yeah.
You say, we expect to get a good crop from that field because the soil is very...
good.
What's another word for good?
Not for that.
Huh?
Not for crop. You just say, this year's a good crop, yeah. I don't know any other way.
What different kinds of land are there?
I don't know but one kind.
What do you call land that's not very good for growing things?
Poor.
And what about the other kind?
Now you say diarrhea is you call a rich soil and a poor soil.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear of loam or loam? Kind of dirt called that?
Mm-hmm.
What about gumbo?
Well, that's gumbo, and then you have a dish you call clay dish, where gumbo and clay is about the same. You can't do much with it when it gets dry, because it's hard.
Is gumbo very good for planting things?
I don't know, because we never stayed where there was no gumbo land. You see more of that now than you usually see.
Mm-hmm. Where do you see it?
Well, in the hills, and it's some around out here, I guess, but not too much of gumbo land around in here or on me.
What do you call the land next to a river that's real rich? Kind of low-lying?
Mm-hmm. 'Cause where I stayed